Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and wherever you might be listening. Amen. Call a friend, tell a friend that Blog Talk Radio or Dr. Poole is back on the air. Amen. And we always try to reach, amen, into as simple as possible, the grassroots levels that we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject tonight is how to be a married Christian. Amen. The world is always discussing about their system, the things that they do. Amen. And God's people, amen, once you accept Christ to be your Lord and Savior, amen, you have to come out the old system. You have to come out the old way and the old wheels, amen, that you've grown up in. And like Paul said, renew your mind, amen, because we have a new system and a new way in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight, today, for all the listeners, wherever they are. Lord, we ask you to bless them, keep them, encourage them, and give them the revelation of your word. And we know, God, without your word, we'll be on our own. So bless your word tonight, today, and this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you again. If you're calling, amen, we have a toll-free number. You dial 1-855-236-2251. 855 toll-free 236-2252. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. And you desire to give a comment or testimony, amen, concerning the subject tonight and sharing. And that's what we're about, amen. We're always about sharing stories, testimonies to help people, amen, wherever they are, to give them great understanding as well. Those of you who like to write, amen, as well, you can reach me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Email seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can visit our website, www.jciministries.org. You can also visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/JCI Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Or you want to look for us on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. And above all, thank you for your writing, your letters, and you can address, amen, JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, zip code 33320, USA, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida, 333320, USA. Amen. We'll be reading tonight, amen, today as well. We won't work with Peter, the Apostle Peter. We're talking about marriage. It's such a great subject and so much to cover. But we want to just cover a certain area, amen, of marriage. Of marriage is God's institution. He has set it up in the beginning. He had joined men and women together. Amen. There's so much involved in marriage, and we know there's so much going astray, but we want to deal with a certain part of marriage tonight, today. Amen. What hinders and what tear down, and what it means to build up. Amen. Marriage. Amen. We want to get the victory that we can help someone and help our family and friends, those that not only in Christ, those that are just coming and want to come. A Peter address, First Peter, amen, in the third chapter, First Peter, the third chapter, and we will be reading from the King James portion, and we also will be having some scriptures from the New International as well as the American Standard Bible. We like to use four or five different Bibles interpretation, yet we can get the grassroots, our understanding of God's Word down to the area where the Bible says that, we, you know, the milk of the Word. Amen. We want to squeeze everything we can out of all these translations, amen, that you can grasp it from the King James. First Peter, the third chapter, say, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Who adorn, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, or of weaving of gold, or of putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God of great price. Matter, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, who daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. Finally, be of all of one mind, having compassion one to another, love as brothering, be pitiful, be courageous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him restrain his lips, his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him shun evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Amen. We'd like to take a portion here. Also from the Good News Bible, and we just want to take some portion here, and it says that in the same way, you husband must live with your wives with the proper understanding that they are more delicate than you. Treat them with respect, because they also will receive, together with you, God's gift of life. Do this so that nothing will interfere with your prayers. This is the Good News Bible, the third chapter, First Peter, the third chapter, starting at the seventh verse. And notice also, if an American Standard Bible, and concerning the marriage, and we're talking about marriage, we're talking about the marriage where it should be, amen, in the Christian home. Well, we know what the world is doing, and we know what the problems are. We're not discussing that, but what we would like to discuss, amen, how it should be among God's people, and what can we do to fix it? Amen. Notice, amen, some of the scripture studies, amen, from King James Study Bible. First Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and 28. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. We know in the last days that Paul was discussing, telling Peter in the last day to be lovers of themselves. And we have what they call now, what, selfish shots, pictures of themselves, people taking pictures of their own selves. Amen. But if a man love his wife, amen, he love himself as well. And he do for her, because what? If he love his wife, he who love his wife love himself. All right, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, in the 7th verse, say, husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. We can stay there all night and all day. Amen. You want to put, you join hands together, you both pray, and you should see some results. See some results somewhere. Both of you agreement. It's power and agreement. All right? The psalmist says, and Proverbs says, 31 and 12, so does he good, so she does good and not evil all the days of her life. Amen. Just talking about a husband now. And notice Ephesians 5 and 22, wives, submit yourself to your own husband. To your own husband as to the Lord. Colossians 3:18, wives, submit to your own husband as a fitting into the Lord. All right, 1 Peter, amen. The men and the husband as well, amen. You have your portion, you have your job to do as well, amen. So we're not so much the wives, we're talking about both. Both are partners in the Lord. Both with making a, when you have a vow, and I notice there are a lot of things people don't want to make a proper vow, because you make a vow, you're supposed to live by the vow. Amen. You're supposed to live by the vow. And the sickness, the health, the death do us part. Amen. There's some downtime, some sick days, some problems. Amen. All right. We're going to open up tonight. We know, it's like we said, so much going on, but we want to discuss what you feel according to scripture, or what you feel, amen, that need to be said, amen, in a peaceful manner concerning marriage. I think we have a caller on the air, the last four digits, amen. We always press one, and the operator would press you in, amen, and we're so thankful tonight. Amen. We want to talk about what can we do. Amen. Many scriptures saying that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Not only that, but the Lord told the prophet, and the prophet said, my people. All right. We have a last four digit, 4427. Go right ahead.
Yes.
We're glad to have
you. Yes. Good evening, Bishop. Wonderful,
yes,
topic as usual. You know, the Bible is full of instructions for marriage, and I don't think there ever was a time in the history of mankind that married Christian people who are married need to turn to the Word of God daily to keep their marriage.
Yes.
The sanctity of marriage is under attack more now than ever before, ever in the history of mankind. Every law, every social society, every institution now is against the marriage as the way that the Lord has set it up, and now they so many different versions of it. So a Christian marriage now must daily come together, man and wife. There's no powerful union in the universe than a husband and wife in a Christian marriage. And they have to learn to turn to the scriptures. Colossians 3:1, it says that on verse 18, Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband, as it is fit in the Lord. And verse 19, mm-hmm. husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
Mm-hmm.
We must now, as Christians, if we're going to save our marriage and can walk in the Word, we got to stay in the Word of God now, because there's so much attack upon the union of marriage as God has said it. And we look now, our very laws, they take our tax money and pass laws to change what God has set up as the union of a man and a woman. And we'll have to fight more now to keep that man and woman, because they've got so many variations. Our own here in Florida, yesterday they just put legislation forth to take away the ban away from where that gay people now can adopt children. Everything, the institution of marriage, as God has said it now, is under attack more so than ever. And we as Christian people in our marriage now have daily got to come together and turn to the Word of God to be the final authority to answer all questions that come in our marriage. The husband and the wife got to look at each other and know that this union is dependent upon the God as being the source and the answer for anything that may come against the marriage at all times. And teach the children that mom and dad is not the source, but God is the source, so that when they leave home, they will know that wherever they go, God is the source, not the mother and father. But mother and father have always got to let the Word of God be the final authority in whatever decision or whatever troubles that come in their household.
All right. Very good points there. Amen. And we thank God always, as always. You open up and give us a lot to chew on, and we're going to go right ahead. Amen. Some points about bitterness, some things that, amen, the world throw out there, and we can't drag them in the home because we see with television or whatever. Amen. Bitterness, don't let bitterness, amen, come in the home and tear apart. Amen. Those are spiritual dots the enemy throw. Amen. Your life partner. Amen. We live together. We sleep together. We eat together. Amen. And you know what God requires, and you come together. You're coming together as one. And it's so important. Amen. We search the scriptures, like I said, search the scriptures and see if they're whether or not of God. And if they're of God, amen. There's growth in marriage. There's growth in marriage. Doesn't matter how many times, often people come together, amen, they still have to learn each other and grow in Christ and grow, amen. So if anyone would like to push one on your phone, amen, and our technician would type you in, and we always call for the last four digits of the phone. Amen. What can we do to keep it together? You know, there's so much happening and out there, but this is God's institution. And I think God can stand up for his own institution. He can stand up for his own institution. He made heaven. He stood up for heaven. He didn't let things happen. So I know it won't fail. All right, we have another caller. The last four digits is 4388. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Last four digits of your telephone number. All right. Hello? 43. We have a caller, and your last four digits is 4388. Amen.
Yeah, this is Philippe.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Philippe. I was thinking. Thankful for the service today. It's a relevant subject in today's society.
Yes.
I'm just listening.
All right.
Should I turn it off?
Well, if you had anything else you want to say to encourage someone
about. I just want to thank Daniel for inviting me to hear the service. It's been a long time since I've been to your service. It's really.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Continue to listen. Amen. And we're praying that God will give you the revelation you need. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. As always, amen, word of God will not come back void. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not come back void. And this is one thing I think, you know, the Lord kind of impressed on me to let you know, anyone, amen, to listen to this program, amen, what God put together, the earth going through a lot of changes and a lot of problems, but it's still here. It's still here. And what God created, and when God put something together, amen, an institution together, it might go through some changes and shaking and look like it might be defeated, but it won't be defeated. It won't be changed. Amen. It won't be changed. As Moses gave that statement one time. Moses said, amen, why would he get involved in things just for a season? Amen. These things that comes up in the world, terrorists and all kind of earthquakes and hurricanes and diseases, and amen, man is able to defeat it. And God always gives somebody an answer, a true answer on things, and that's why his word and this earth will stand. His stand. God will stand. It will stand. Even though marriage is under attack. Amen. We discussed tonight is under attack, but this is for those that, amen, feel that they should not follow God, but continue. Amen. Just push one on your phone. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Concerning marriage. And our technician would put you in. And always remember your last four digits when we like for you to share with us concerning marriage. There's no, amen, wrong answer when you're living a life, when you're in charting on areas. Amen. Today was a day nobody have seen before. Nobody didn't see this day. There was many plans about it. There was many discussions and put on the calendar. Even tomorrow or the next day when someone wake up in the morning, they plan to see the next day. But there's a whole new area. It might be weather. It might be temperatures. You never know what is involved. Amen. If you press one on your phone, amen, and we're be glad to have you make some remarks. Amen. What it means to be a Christian. Amen. Christ-like. Amen. And one thing for sure, what Peter said, and we can verify it and kind of those that experience, you're learning to love and to learn one another. You never lived in the house with anyone else. Amen. And the first thing is always, amen, as the Bible said about betrothal, which is, you know, you start dating and you get an engagement to find out if this is the partner. Is this the partner? You have to learn, amen. Can she cook? Can she cook? Can she clean the house? Amen. Before you get in the house, you make all the vows and find out she can't boil her eggs, she don't like to cook, and all of a sudden the enemy come in and began to, amen, you slander and disrespect one another. Amen. You should have found that out in the beginning. In the beginning. Same thing for him. Amen. He works so long, he stole up some money that he quit. He changed jobs. He changed careers. Amen. All of these things about another person, you need to find out ahead of time that the enemy don't have no space. Amen. And stop living by the TV, television. Television coming into homes, you allow it, amen, to instruct you how to live. Oh, no. The Bible should. Baby Christians do that. But you can't be a baby all your life. Babies grow up. All right, we have a caller, amen. You press 1 on your phone. Okay, the last four digits is 4455. Amen. Go right ahead. Last four digits, 4455.
Hello, Bishop?
4485. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes. Listening here to the program and talking about, you know, marriage and, you know, being in a Christian marriage, it comes to mind to me when I think of a marriage and a Christian marriage, it plays a lot. You know, us as Christians, we always say, hey, we always want to deny ourselves. You know, and I think a lot of that kind of plays into a marriage. You know, when we say we deny ourselves and it's not about us and it's all about Christ. But I think when you get married, a lot of that plays into a marriage as well. We kind of have to get away from self-will. What is it that I always want? You know, to learn to live with someone, you have to kind of step back on, you know, looking for the things that you want all the time and, you know, what makes what it is that you want and, you know, not concerning and considering what your spouse is looking for, what makes her happy. So in a marriage, I think it's really important that we pull back on our self-will and we be more concerned, you know, with our spouse. Because if, like the Bible says, it says that, you know, if we love our wives, you know, it's like loving ourselves.
All right.
You know, so we definitely have to kind of pull back on, you know, me, myself, and I. And you know, look at your wife. You know, look at your spouse and try to please her. And I think that's grounds for making a, you know, a healthy, strong marriage. And right. One other thing also kind of crossed my mind was, you know, the Bible tells us that we ought to love our wives. And I know growing up as a kid and as a child, you know, we've always been taught a man is supposed to be a provider. A man is supposed to do certain things, but never once have I read in the Word where the Bible says that you are to provide. No, the Word tells us that we ought to love our wives. And He'll provide. You know, that's what the Word tells us. He said He's the provider. You know, but our job to our spouse is to love them. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Appreciate that word there. You was talking from Ephesians 5 and 28. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that love his wife love himself. Amen. Very good. Very good. And wives, if you listen, don't take advantage of the man because, oh, well, honey, what you want to do, and you know, you got to get selfishness out of that. Selfishness out of that. He's doing his duty. Amen. Because love does that. Love does that. Love look after. Amen. Jesus loved the church. Bible said, amen, as Christ loved, as a man loved his wife, even so Jesus loved the church. Amen. 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 Thank God for that. We have another caller. Amen. We push one. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. We're trying to reach a revelation that we all can understand. You know, television is an idol in the home. Amen. It's a brass idol in the home. Amen. And it's a god, a baby god, and people take everything it says to heart. But it's not so. It's not so. Amen. We don't want our prayers to be hindered. When you and your wife join hands, you pray over your children, pray over the job, pray over the neighborhood. You want things to move. Amen. And God's people can do it, but you can't let the little hindrance come in. Amen. The enemy throws snares and dots. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Last four digits is 4271. 4271. Last four digits. Amen.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Good to
have you. I was kind of enjoying listening. Most of what was on my mind was being said, so I said, well, amen. I'm looking at today the subject, and I keep hearing what God joins together.
All right.
Let no man put asunder.
All right.
So what's happening is that when two people are not on the same, following the same spirit or the same God,
mm-hmm.
there's
mm-hmm.
where the problem starts, and you can't really get rid of it.
Okay.
Until both parties come to know Jesus as Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
What's happening, like I think I was listening to Brother Hester,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
for me, he was saying it. You see, marriage has to be considered. Marriage has to be strategized. It has to be like Jesus was saying, you know, who built a house and don't count up the cost.
Yes, sir.
Before
yes,
they
sir.
Begin to build, you
mm-hmm.
see, and so many people are entering into an institution, as you said, and they are not equipped to finish the building. So marriage
mm-hmm.
is uniting two people. Now listen to this. The scripture indicates that when two people come together, you
mm-hmm.
have a combination
mm-hmm.
of problems that comes together.
All right.
You see, but Jesus is the mediator. So
mm-hmm.
the same thing that he said to the church concerning salvation, it's the same
mm-hmm.
thing he says to the marriage. You see,
mm-hmm.
I heard you say that husband love your wife like Christ loved the church. You see,
right.
So the same thing that goes for your salvation is the same thing that you use in your marriage. You see,
All right.
I like it when there'll be disagreements or arguments, but
mm-hmm.
you don't be disagreeable. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
You pray together and get that straight. So we're looking at a whole lot of stuff that's going on today. It's simply because, Bishop, as Brother Hester was saying, we ain't following the mm-hmm. word of God. And it's not
mm-hmm.
difficult. It's a beautiful thing. If you talk about happiness, it's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing. When a wife loves you and you love her. Now, I ain't talking about wife love the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the wife love you and she love to be married. That's two different
right.
things.
That's a good point. That's
you see,
a good point. That's a good point.
You got the what Paul said. He was teaching there. I think it was Corinthians, and he said, "Man, you don't have the say, the control over your body. You see,
All right.
It's unto the woman, and likewise
mm-hmm.
the woman. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
so you really becomes like." What Jesus did for Adam, he made Eve, and God brought her to Adam. See,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
was the uniting. He took out of the man, and then he brought the woman back to the man. You see,
mm-hmm.
he
mm-hmm.
made her the way he knew that would be pleasing to Adam. Adam didn't know nothing about no woman. He never saw
mm-hmm.
one.
That's
but
right.
when he saw her, you see, and this was in a righteous state. He was in a righteous, he was a perfect man. So
mm-hmm.
what I'm concluding with is that we can't go in disagreeing with the word, breaking or disobedient to the word, unequally yoked, cause she looks good, but is she
mm-hmm.
following Jesus? Because he talks good, he seems to be what you're looking for, but it's mm-hmm. it's Is that what you really need? You see?
Okay.
So let me conclude with this. It is for every man, married or single. The question is, who are you following? I heard you talking about TV, and you rat on the button. You rat on the money. Who are you following? Who are you listening to? Who are you letting counsel you? Whose information are you passing? You see what I'm saying? So we have to stay with the Word of God. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Very good. As always, and amen. We're getting heated up here. There's so much can be said on this subject. Amen. But we want to, amen, hit some highlights here that I know early, and there's some things to be said about a minister and his wife. And when you start off in the ministry, you love the church so much, you love God so much, you can lose sight, amen, of your family if you don't be careful. And it's good that Paul has said that the older men teach the younger men how to guide the house. And amen. The older women teach the younger women how to guide their house and take care of their family. And the older men, amen, if I can clarify it, amen, and adjust it a little bit, the older men tell the young man to stay home, bring his money home, take care of his own house, amen. Learn, amen, take care of his own family, as well as the wife, amen. Stop running here and there and shopping. Make sure her home is prepared when her husband come home. You both are life partners, and you two learn to be one. When one ache, amen, I like to use this example as a metaphor, but I'm not trying to down any man or woman about this, but you know, if you have pets, sometimes a pet can be with you so long, amen, you can be. It was a lady we used to with mission. We used to go out and pray for. Amen. We came in the house. That's why I like to bring this up, because the pet, amen, they love their owners. So, and she was a widow, and all she had was that German Shepherd. And every time we come in town to minister and pray and see about her and stop. And one day, she was down sick. The word got out, and we stopped in and prayed for her. And a dog was sick. Amen. And prayer, and after a while of prayer, when she got up and felt better through prayer and singing a song, amen, the Spirit of God came in. The dog got up. He started moving around and walking around and spreading around. Amen. When you be with people so long, when you be with each other so long, amen, you can get attached and learn one another and share for when one ate, the other one ate. Amen. All right, I'm sorry. Another caller, 4427, the last.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop, this God established marriage between a man and a woman. And since he created us, that's what he established as marriage. Now, it's very important in this day and time, more so than ever, that when a man and woman come together and get married, that they get married by a man of God, a man and woman of God. It's very important they get married to a man of God, because a lot of people start their marriage out by going down, letting some heathen who's give them a legal document according to man and marry them. Now, their marriage has started out under the wrong leadership. It must be with a Christian person marrying the two people. So going down to the courthouse, getting a license and stuff, you don't know who these people are. A lot of times the people down there are heathens. They don't know what they're practicing. But you first need to start out with a godly person that is authorized from God to marry you. And when you do that, you got to understand that a lot of times you're two imperfect people coming together, that you complete each other, and you allow each other to grow and make mistakes under the love of God because you have your marriage, it is a Christian marriage.
All right.
And when you got that agape love in your marriage, that means I can grow, I can make my mistakes and don't have to feel less than a man or you feel less than a woman because we both are going to have to come together and begin the process now of working in harmony. We may have came together in our flesh may be strongly attracted to one another, but when it comes to our faith, that's something that's going to have to develop over time, and we're going to have to develop it together through the Word of God. So we must start out, first of all, knowing that it is a godly person that's, first of all, that joined our union together.
All right. Very good. Very good point as well. And we have to also, in the same context, we also have to observe the law of the land. Like you said, we don't know where that, you know, who handed out the license, but that's why Christ got to be in the, got to be ordained man, and you got to be a part of the church, amen, because we observe the law of the land, amen. But those that don't come together with God in mind, amen, they have to understand, amen, and this is a subject as well, amen, that we just like to talk about it a little bit. Those that got married, amen, those that got married and they wasn't saved, they wasn't saved, and now and I see it sometimes, and the other person come to Christ, accept Christ, you just don't throw your husband away or your wife away because they have not accept Christ. No, you just don't get rid of him or her. Amen. God gonna work things out. God will work things out. And the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, says all marriage is honorable. All marriage, saved and unsaved. You know, so don't be discouraged because you got an unsaved mate. Amen. Loving that person, if that person really love you and you love that person, amen, love going to draw. Love draws, and you respect that person. Respect that man. And every pastor that's listening and those of you, amen, don't go off to the church and you don't know where you are. Amen. Where she is, she don't know where you are. And then they say, what happened? Honey, I was waiting on you. I had the table fixed. Well, I went to the revival. I told you I was going to the revival. And they, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let the devil get involved. Amen. Your pride and all of that. No. No. That's why older men, you got to put your arms around the young brethren. Amen. The older women. And there are many women probably listening. Amen. And they know their husband. And some of our widows are listening. Their husband, never they come to the Lord, but they respected them. They respected him. They respected you because you're living together. Amen. You love one another. You put, amen, medication on the sores and, amen, and scratch one another's head. And we divide the checks up and, amen. And that means something. That means something. Amen. And it carries over. Amen. Throughout the years. Amen. You're all right now. You don't need glasses. But after a while, you're going to need glasses. Amen. He's right there with you. Amen. Right now, you're not gaining weight. But after a while, maybe you'll gain weight. But she's right there with you. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about a lifetime partnership here. And you have to give it growing room in this situation. Like the same thing, you get a new job. You come together with people. You got to learn who want to be the supervisor and not the supervisor, who's not qualified. You live in a community, somebody just move in. You don't know who they are. You got to learn that who your neighbor is. So, these things is growing and respect one another. Amen. Respect one another and cherish one another. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you. Amen. Oh, it's green the grass over there. And tell the devil put his glass on, put glasses on. It ain't green over there as you think. Amen. So we'll be hearing in this subject many times that, as we turn in the corner a little bit here, we're winding down. Amen. Bitterness, pride, and selfishness, amen, can enter in. And just remember, when children come in, you still got to be one. Children come in, you still got to be one with another, because children going to grow up and leave. They're growing up and they're leaving home. Amen. Some might come back, but amen. But mentally, they gone. There's one sometimes they just want a place to sleep and eat. Amen. Like a hotel room, they gone. Amen. They want you to pay some bills and whatever. But the wife and the husband, you're going to be together till death do you part. Death do you part. Amen. All right. If you want, just press 1 on your phone. Amen. Dial toll-free numbers. Amen. Dial toll-free numbers. Dial 1-888-855-236-2252. And press 1. If you have any comments, like we says, no answer is wrong or anything can be said. We hopefully encouraging one another. Now, for those that aren't saved and out there running with the world and they're this new movement of marriage and whatever, remember there will be some divorce in those things. Amen. It looks good now. They're on television, radios, and about this, that. But remember, amen, if the devil is in it and the devil put it together, it's going to tear down. The enemy tears down. That's why he attacks. He attacks everything looks stable that God has done. But he doesn't lose. He doesn't win. He doesn't win. So don't get involved in these movements of, amen, these selfish movements among men and selfish movements among women and among children and everything you see happen to terrorists. And don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Amen. God is going to protect his own. He's big enough. He's smart enough. He's strong enough. He sees too much. He knows too much. Amen. He's everywhere. Amen. But we just want to get with God. Amen. Don't try to make God do what you want God to do in your marriage. No, you get with God. Amen. He'll let you know what he's doing. He'll let you know what we're doing. Amen. And the thing we want to kind of leave with, amen, Peter was saying that husband likewise dwell with them with understanding. Give honor to the wife to be the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers, and this is powerful, your prayers, Jesus, and we're making a study at the church about prayer. Amen. Every Christian, amen, especially those of us, when you get married, they need to know how to pray. Amen. Agreement is power in agreement. Amen. The Spirit came with me one day and said, God's people need to know how to negotiate. We need to know how to sit down and reason. Isaiah said, come now, 118, come now, let us reason together. And a lot of reasoning in marriage, a lot of reasoning. Amen. I don't like lima beans, and amen, you want spinach, and this one want, amen, spaghetti, and this one want pork chop, and this one want steak, and this one want lobster. Amen. We got to come agreement. Let's sit down. And all of us can have a little bit of this as long as we keep laughing and talking. Amen. As long as we agree. Talk policy. Amen. When Jesse Jackson came up about the talk policy. Let's talk it out. Amen. The world is right now, amen, different nations send ambassadors to talk out. Oh, we want to fight. We want to walk. No, let's go over and send somebody. Let's talk it out. Let's come to the morning table. Amen. Let's come to the table and sit down and talk over this thing. Amen. We got to be able to listen to one another. The devil don't want us to listen. He doesn't want you to listen to each other. Because after 2 or 3 days down the line, amen, you done said something you shouldn't have never said because of self. Amen. And don't think that God is not listening. And what a person sows, they reap. Amen. If you sow love, love is going to come up. Amen. God bless you. Continue to that we still have a little more time, that those that have some more comments, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're glad to hear what you have to say. For young people, there's still hope. And those that are not married and widows, there's still hope. God got your back. The world says God got your back. Amen. God knows what it takes. And you can continue to seek him and live for him. All right. We have a call on the air. Amen. Let's go right ahead and technician put you in. Amen. And just remember, amen, continue the prayers of a righteous man. The enemy desire for you to argue, get upset, you're going to lose your prayers. The prayer is going to be nothing. Amen. That's where you got to protect that. You do so much to live right, walk upright, and be with God. Amen. The enemy wants you to get upset. He wants you to be discouraged. All right, we have a caller now. Last four digits, 4271. Amen. 4271.
Bishop.
Right? Yes, sir. That's you. Go right ahead.
You know, every institution has its rules and has its foundation. Every institution.
Right.
That's what makes us an institution.
All right.
So likewise,
all right,
God has created a marriage institution. It's from
mm-hmm.
God.
That's right.
And he said about a spirit that marriage is honorable.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, for life purposes, that's what he recommends. That's where our human faculty is fulfilled. You
mm-hmm.
see, that's where God takes the stains and all this out. Now, all this other stuff that's going on with the same sex and all this is not marriage at all. You see,
mm-hmm.
this is a something come to steer you away. You see, this is a lustful thing come to draw you away from your steadfastness, and it's
yeah,
all
yeah.
operates by the spirit, by four spirits, evil forces. Homosexuality is a demon, and
yeah.
so they have their strong currents. But listen, the word of God is stronger than all that.
So
I find that if I keep my eyes on Jesus. That's a old statement that I've heard throughout my keep your eyes on Jesus. Likewise in marriage, if I seek to please God and my spouse seek to please God, amen, we can't depart from one another. You
amen.
See?
Amen.
So the whole thing is you got to watch where you build your house. Because it's you got to work at standing the marriage. You got to forgive her. You understand?
Yeah.
She burning the bread. You want to know, honey, something wrong? You're nervous or there's something? But you don't get rid of her because she burning your bread. You gonna
All
get
right.
some more bread. You
All
see
right.
what I'm saying? And God's it's just that you said God regulates. You know if see He knows the heart. He tries the heart. He know what, and you're going to have trouble. But
mm-hmm.
trouble don't last always.
Yes,
you see?
Yes.
So you have to let the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost rule. Amen? And then you'll be happy. You know, all
Amen.
This other stuff and all these things to fix it and all this stuff that they write books about and how she did this and the love of God brought us back together, that mess shouldn't even be mentioned. It shouldn't even be talked about. You
All
see?
Right.
You cast that stuff out somewhere and you keep on going because that's what really breaks the marriage down because you're trying to carry too much. But if you do what God has assigned you to do and what he'll bless you, what he'll hold you up, then you can make it in marriage. And I like what you said about that. Everybody sitting down, one wants spaghetti and one wants spinach and one wants this and one wants that. Come on now, that's not marriage. You see, you decide what you're going to do. The wife, she knows well, so you got to listen to her. You see what I'm saying? The children, when they grow up, they wanna speak out and they wanna straight mom. Dad got to step up and say, look here, boy, you ain't that old, you know. So this is what we look at. Now let me say this nonstop. Jesus was saying something interesting. He said that the days will come that the husband will be against the son-in-law, the daughter begins the mother-in-law, and children will be against this and that. But he never said, he never mentioned that the wife will be against the husband. You notice that? Because what God joins together, he takes the residue. God is the one, you see. It's a continual cleansing, you see. It's a continuing moving forward. It's a continually in love, and it's a continually love keeps on building. Love keeps on replicating itself. Love keeps on, it's love that keeps you overcoming. If without the Holy Ghost, you finish. Ain't no need of going to the altar, you see. So that's what I was listening, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. Like I said, so much depth in the marriage and so many things that we can cover, amen. But many pastors have run into this scripture, Hebrews 13, amen, and they have so many problems still now, amen. Hebrews 13 and 4, it says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whosoever but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And we know that some got married and the partner done got saved and vice versa, but it's still honorable in God's eyesight. Don't put them away just because they're not saved yet. Find an agreeable situation. Find a reasonable situation. Amen. Because the Bible, it says as well that children should honor their parents. Honor, respect their parents. Amen. Because mom and daddy, they're going to be there when you're gone. Y'all can walk off and get your own husband and wife. And mom and daddy can be sitting there, amen, drinking coffee and tea in the rocking chair. So we have the mom and daddy stick up for themselves. And God, amen. Amen. God will be right there with us. God will be right there with us. God will have at it seen. Amen. Communication and being with someone means something in God's eyesight. He told Adam, he's not good, Adam. And Adam, and whatever God brought Adam, we don't know how tall she was or what color she was, how much education she had. Amen. But he took him from Adam. Amen. And what Adam said, Adam, this is you. This is you, Adam. He had to love because he was loving himself, part of himself. We know. Amen. We have another calling. Call us out in a prayer. Give us a quick prayer. We need two more people to give us a quick prayer. Amen. Go right at 4485. Give us a prayer. Go right ahead. Amen. You're on the air. Amen. Amen. Last four digits, 4485. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for the callers and the listeners. Amen. Those that, you know, Lord, that call in and we need your touch and your love. Because love without love, and God, you is love. Teach us how to love one another and the powerful in love, Lord. We thank you. We pray that the Holy Spirit would instill in our heart that something tonight and today, wherever it might be, whoever the listeners might be, oh, God, be encouraged. Amen. God ain't through with you and marriage will stand. God bless you. And hope to hear from you again. This is Doctrine of Truth on the air. God bless you. Thanks for calling.